It's always a pleasure to introduce somebody who everybody already knows and loves, and that's what I'm about to do. Judy Collins has a new record that will be out soon that's called Judy Collins Sings Lennon and McCartney on her own label, Wildflower Records. You may already have her most recent one that's out now called Wildflower Festival. It's a CD and DVD featuring Judy along with Arlo Guthrie, Tom Rush, and Eric Anderson. She's also just completed a very successful run at Cafe Carlisle in New York. She'll be back there again for those of you who happen to miss her later on during this year. We are always honored and happy to have her on the Mountain Stage. Please welcome back, if you would, right now, Ms. Judy Collins.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's Mr. Larry Campbell. My wonderful musical director, Mr. Russell Walden. Oh, what a privilege to be here. Well, you know, it was so wonderful to hear Mavis. So it took me right back to Newport. Well, you know the 60s are coming back. You know that already. I tell you, I know it because, I mean, how could it not be with Joan Baez taking her Lifetime Achievement Award and presenting the Grammy to the Dixie Chicks? I loved it. It was so wonderful. And I called her up, you know, to tell her how happy I was for her, to Joan. And I said, congratulations. And she said, you know what the Lifetime Achievement was? It was getting up those stairs in those 3-inch heels. I know. We'll appreciate that. But, you know, also, I know that they're coming back because I just recorded Both Sides Now with Dolly Parton. And, you know, when that happens, you know, next is the 60s, back again. Also, I love her so much. She's so wonderful. Isn't she wonderful? You probably know her, and she's a great writer. She's a great singer, performer. She was on Larry King not too long ago, and he said, I don't get it. I don't understand why you're still on the road like this, you know. This is hard. You ought to be, you know, resting. And she said, you're quick. She said, well, Larry, I just don't think you understand. It takes a lot to look this cheap. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. This moment to be free, blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Thank you. This is a kind of a premiere because we haven't done these songs live before the Lennon-McCartney song. However, I'm taking you back now to a time that's so rich with with resonance for where we are today. You know, so many of the same things are going on. Great songs are being written, and there's a war on, and we can't, you know, it's a terrible situation, and we can't seem to get out of it, and it's strange. It feels so familiar to me, and I'm sure to all of you. Looking back at the 60s, you know, there we are, young, we were crazy and drinking way too much. And not you. I only speak for myself. And I was fortunate because I found so many great writers. There were so many wonderful, wonderful songwriters, a lot of whom didn't have record contracts. And I did for a while, long time. I still do, only it's my own company now. And desperation, that's the answer to it. And so I found these incredible songwriters and fell in love over and over and over again with great songs. And one day, I was wakened up in the middle of the night. It was about 3 o'clock, and I don't know why I was awake, but Al Kooper, remember Al Kooper? Used to play for, played on a lot of the Dylan albums. He played the organ on the Dylan albums, and he was my friend. He played in the Blues Project, and so he called me up at 3 in the morning, and he said, I've got this singer on the horn here. She wants to sing you a song. He put Joni Mitchell on, and she sang, Rose and Flows of Angel Hair. And I said, I'll be right over. So I recorded actually only 3 of her songs then, and wanted forever and ever to record this one.
Sometimes
yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be.
Judy Collins.
Thank you, Larry.
You heard a little hint of that new record. Judy Collins sings Lennon and McCartney. She also has the Wildflower Festival CD and DVD out there. Ms. Judy Collins.